Over on r/AskEconomics, users are tackling deep structural and macroeconomic questions, starting with a historical currency puzzle. A user asked why the Canadian dollar traded at or near parity with the US dollar between 2006 and 2014, given that historically, the US dollar is worth about one-third more. Top commenters pointed out that the primary drivers were sky-high commodity prices, specifically for Western Canadian Select and other crude oil grades, which forced American downstream producers to heavily import Canadian oil and spike demand for the Canadian currency. Another crucial factor was Canada's resilience during the Great Recession. Thanks to avoiding the reckless lending seen in the US and Britain, Canadian mortgage delinquency rates remained under 0.5% compared to over 2% in the US. Furthermore, global fears that US bank bailouts would trigger massive hyperinflation led investors to dump greenbacks for loonies. Though by 2014, the US recovery put those fears to rest. In another thread, an inquisitive user asked, "How exactly is there an affordability crisis if wages are outpacing inflation and real wages have consistently grown year over year?" The top response pointed to standard macroeconomic datasets from FRED and the Economic Policy Institute showing broad real wage growth, but introduced a crucial caveat from a recent University of Chicago Becker Friedman Institute paper utilizing private ADP data. The research suggests that even when accounting for job changers, 37% of all workers actually saw their real wages decline over a four-year period, highlighting hidden economic stratification behind the macro averages. The subreddit also debated whether the lump of labor fallacy still holds true in the age of advanced artificial intelligence. An economics undergraduate asked if AI breaks the historical rule that automation creates new human jobs and markets. Top economists in the thread countered that the debate is fundamentally about comparative advantage, not just raw skill levels. Even if AI can eventually outproduce humans in every single task, comparative advantage ensures that opportunity costs will still dictate human employment, much like trade between nations of differing capabilities. Commenters noted that unless AI brings us to a literal post-scarcity utopia where human wants cease to exist, people will continuously fill gaps in creativity, human-centric services, and yet unforeseen industries. Switching to r/finance, community members are reacting to major regulatory shifts and geopolitical fallout. A post titled "Banks Cheer as Trump's Regulatory Rollback Spreads to Europe" pulled in over 200 points. Users expressed a mixture of predictable banking enthusiasm and deep caution, with top comments noting that while some old red tape certainly needs cutting, there is a perilous difference between streamlining rules and entirely weakening financial safeguards that protect global stability. Another heavily discussed post covered a senior Russian banker who was fired after delivering a scathing speech on the wartime economy. Commenters predictably flooded the thread with dark humor, making grim wagers on how quickly the banker might accidentally fall out of a high-rise window. Finally, across popular viral communities like r/popular and r/sipstea, users are sharing bizarre anecdotes, internet humor, and poignant farewells. One viral post featured a person who hung their jacket outside to dry while camping, only to discover that a colony of ants had systematically stolen the buttons off the shirt. Another lighthearted thread showcased a corporate transparency joke where users discovered that the fastest way to get a corporate response is to pretend you have millions of dollars ready to invest, exposing corporate priority real quick. On a heavier note, a viral post captured the final moments shared between a pet owner named Alexander and his cat Mika after 19 years together, just before Mika was humanely euthanized due to constant pain in his final months. While the vast majority of the community flooded the thread with heartfelt condolences, a small minority of cynical users sparked heated arguments by baselessly accusing the author of faking a pet's death for internet karma. Rounding out the viral highlights, a debate erupted over how people handle high-value collectibles after a user shared a video of someone cracking open or handling valuable Pokemon cards. While purists and gatekeepers often demand absolute grading protection, top-voted commenters fiercely defended the owner's right to do whatever they please with property they paid for out of their own pocket, reminding everyone that hobbies should ultimately be about personal enjoyment rather than rigid financial policing.